This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a podcast from Joy's jazz show, Bent Notes.
Tune in live each Sunday night
at joy.org.au.
G'day, David Moyle with you on Bent Notes, where my special guest is a drummer and educator who won the National Jazz Award at Wangaratta back in 2018. He has his own five-piece high-energy modern jazz rock group called Arcing Wires, and he's studied across contemporary and classical streams. It is my great pleasure to bid a very warm Bent Notes welcome to Sydney-based drummer Alex Hurlian.
Hi.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join us tonight.
Not a problem.
Your five-piece jazz rock group has a wonderful name. I absolutely love it. It's called Arcing Wires. Mm-hmm. I probably love it because I've got a bit of an electronics background. Does the name give me a sense of what the band is all about, sort of an electrifying experience perhaps?
Yeah, it's all about energy and spontaneity. The name actually comes from a gig we did once where we were playing in this little club in Sydney. It's called Lazy Bones Lounge. And one of the songs we were performing was quite energetic, pretty loud, and then this wire just comes down from the ceiling. The light socket just sort of breaks. And then that was it. That's the band name, Arcing Wires, you know.
What a great way to get the name.
That's one way to sort of explain that story, yeah.
What is special to you about the band, Alex?
The special thing about this band to me is the fact that we're all very good friends. We've all studied together at the Conservatorium of Music in Sydney. We all did the jazz course there. So we have that jazz background and that influence there. But we've decided to sort of take a step further and delve into more of electronic sort of rock genre, but maintain a jazz element by having a saxophone in the band as well. So it's a bit of a mix of genres, this band. It is special to me because I feel I can be myself and try some things and play in some cross-genre styles, that's for sure. Yeah.
When you're writing your music, do you consciously think about the genre that you're, or the genres that you're mixing together, or do you just write from the heart?
I'd say we think about the genres. The music we write, each member of the band will write a song. We all contribute to the music ourselves. So I might write a song, the bass player might write a song. But in terms of the style of music, it all depends on who the composer is. I mean, one member of the band might have more of a rock metal sort of background riff-based sort of music, but someone else who's composing, for example, one of the guitarists might have more of just a different approach. So it just depends on who the composer is, but it's a mix of rock, metal, jazz, electronic music. So it's hard to really put a label on the actual genre itself.
It sounds like you're only missing classical.
Exactly.
Considering that you've studied some classicals, is there something classical in there?
Maybe particular ways I orchestrate some patterns around the drum kit, for example, that could be influenced by my classical training. I mean, I studied with two fantastic teachers in Sydney, Richard Miller, who was a timpanist for the SSO, Sydney Symphony Orchestra, and Daryl Pratt, who's another fantastic percussionist and educator at the Conservatorium of Music. Did that through high school. So I might approach my drumming in some ways that sort of might hint at my classical training, or, you know, snare drum, timpani practice in that sort of sense.
The band itself, I think we need to understand who is joining you on stage.
Well, the members of the band, there's myself on drums, bass player Nick Henderson, who also studied at the Conservatorium. Well, I mentioned we all have. So Nick Henderson on the bass. We have Nish Manjanath on the saxophone. He's also using a variety of effects and pedals. So he's got a pedal board just like a guitarist using effects. It's pretty cool. So Nish on saxophone. We have two guitarists. We have Yutaro Okuda as one of the guitarists. And our other guitarist is Felix Lalane.
Do they ever play dueling guitars?
Oh, yes. You might hear it sometimes. It's not, well, I wouldn't call it dueling. But I'd call it, you might have some trading. You might decide, okay, one song, Felix will take a solo. The other song, Yutara, will take a solo. We sort of mix it up a bit like that.
And have a lot of fun, no doubt.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. A lot of interaction. At the end of the day, we're just good friends sort of playing some fun music and hopefully people enjoy it in the process.
I read a comment from Mike Nock about the band. He said, an exciting band of virtuosi with an abundance of energy, creativity and youthful exuberance. He said, this is today's jazz for a new audience. Now, he said that earlier this year. What does he mean by saying today's jazz, and who are your new audience?
By today's jazz, Mike is probably referring to maybe new students going through the conservatorium and not necessarily wanting to go down the traditional path of bebop and jazz in that sort of sense. The term jazz these days could be seen as a broad range of genres with the general blanket of jazz. It depends who your audience is at the end of the day. Mike has been very supportive and quite a mentor for most of us going through the conservatorium. He's been our teacher there as well. But I'd say today's jazz is different to traditional jazz, with this band at least, because we're taking unconventional elements such as guitars or, you know, the rock sound, writing melodies, which have lines which hint at jazz and jazz-style writing, but we're just using different rhythms and different instrumentation and different effects and sounds. For example, the drums I use on these tracks, I wouldn't call them jazz drums. I'd call them sort of rock drums. Something you'd probably hear on a great rock record, or just a different sound. Not the high-tuned sort of drums. So we're trying to take an older concept and trying to refresh it a little bit.
Sounds like an interesting way to go.
Yeah, it is. It is. Can be challenging, but it's all fun. A good fun process. Yeah.
My special guest is a drummer and educator who won the National Jazz Award at Wangaratta back in 2018. Alex Hurlian. You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9.
You are listening to a podcast from Bent Notes. Find more podcasts and show blogs at joy.org.au.
Alex, you won the National Jazz Award at Wangaratta for drumming back in 2018 against an amazing field of 10 finalists. The runners-up with you were Angus Mason and Ollie Nelson. What was your big personal takeaway from the festival, apart from the prize, which included performing at the Amersfoort Jazz Festival? What was the personal takeaway?
My personal takeaway from the festival, first of all, was to see so many great musicians in one room and such an amazing vibe and audience, and just so many people in the community enjoying jazz and blues coming together for one weekend. That was a great thing to see. Just a lively festival. But for me, taking away from this festival, I've had a lot of fantastic opportunities come up for me in the last year and a bit since the festival. I've been able to perform overseas in Shanghai with fantastic pianist Dan Tepfer, with Melbourne bassist Sam Anning. That was good fun at the Blue Note. I think it had only been open for a few months when we played there. So that was great fun. I've been able to put my name out there a bit more. So it's been a bit of a launching board for my career, I'd say, in many ways.
And what did you think, and what was your sense of the Amersfoort Jazz Festival, Alex?
It was great to see a jazz festival being conducted in another country, which I had never been to before myself, and being welcomed the way we were. We were looked after very well by the Amersfoort Jazz Festival. We'd love to go back. It was just great to see people's enthusiasm for music and jazz and live music and on the other part of the world.
Was there the same camaraderie amongst the musos?
I would say so. Everyone had a very good sense of camaraderie, all the other musicians at the festival. We spent time with them, got to know each other, and we still connect to this day.
Alex, another outcome from your award is performing in this year's online festival, the Wangaratta Festival of Jazz and Blues. What can we expect from Arcing Wires when your performance goes to air on Friday the 30th of October?
People who will be watching the festival online, you'll be treated to a 40-minute concert, which we just recently recorded. We are performing 5 songs, 4 from our upcoming album titled Prime, which will be out on the 6th of November. and one track which we've recently released as well, or maybe about a year ago, called Sensory Overload. But they're five tracks in total. Sort of similar mix of, again, we've got some sort of heavier rocky riffs, some metal genre in there mixed with jazz. A few varying tempos. We have a specific tempo in the band. It's called the arcing tempo. So it's where it's, I'd say around 120 BPM. It's just it's a good tempo we all love, and we just happen to write songs that just happen to be at the speed. So a few songs at this one particular speed, the arcing tempo. So you'll hear a bit of that. But we've filmed at DFP Productions. A fantastic team did full video, full audio for us, and it looks amazing. And we had lights and designs done by Nima at Dark Cinema. So it looks looking fantastic. Just getting it mixed as we speak.
I'm looking forward to that. I've got my tickets and I'm all set for a week on the couch, I think I could say.
7 days. That's amazing. Yeah.
Exactly. Isn't it amazing? And how did it feel putting together a show that you don't actually have your audience at?
It was very strange because usually we would feed off our audience and that will sort of rally us on, get us going a little bit more so. But, you know, finishing a song, like an epic song, and no one's sort of clapping. It's just, you know, that's the norm of today, I'd say.
I can guarantee we'll be clapping in our individual homes, even if you didn't get it while you're recording. Now, your new album called Prime, it's on Bandcamp already. It's not released just yet, early November, I think you said. Where did the name Prime come from? It's got a fantastic cover. I love the cover.
Yes. Well, first of all, the cover was designed by Sam Harwood. He's done a fantastic job and also designed some album covers for a few other bands which we're involved in. Well, the members of our band, I guess in Sydney, as the rhythm section, we are involved with quite a lot of other bands, with some other friends and sort of similar style, but we're kind of like the resident rhythm section, you could say, for a few other bands. But the title of the album, Prime, it's hard to pinpoint where that one came from. I'd say we're thinking of something energetic, something that was easy to look at, something that just sort of stuck. I think Prime, we just narrowed it down to Prime. Could think of Transformers. I don't know.
Of course. Well,
Optimus Prime. I don't really know.
Interesting you say that, because the thing I think of as soon as I see the cover is Tracy Island from the Thunderbirds. So we're sort of going down the same television field. Alex, the Wangratta Festival of Jazz and Blues, the online edition. You're performing Friday, October 30. The night kicks off, actually, with two vocalists competing for this year's National Jazz Award. Yep. That's Harriet Allcroft and Amelia Evans. They're both from Victoria. And then at 8:15 is when Arcing Wires kick off with a set of new work, as you said, the songs from the new brand new Prime album, which will be available to hear in its entirety on the 6th of November. Check out bandcamp.com and search for Arcing Wires. We should hear some of the music, I think, so that we understand what it is that Arcing Wires produces, and hopefully you won't have any Arcing Wires on the 30th of October. Now, the piece that I have to play for us tonight is called Enneagum. It's a little bit of a strange name. What should we be listening for, and is there any meaning behind that?
Funny you say that, David. The meaning behind the song, well, it's written by our guitarist, Felix Lalane. It's the word migraine spelt backwards. So,
oh, is it really?
That's right. So you could kind of, you know, the song might give you a headache. It might not. Let's hope not. But you'll hear for yourself.
I think the selling point should be that this will get rid of your migraine.
It will get rid of your migraine. It's it has its softer points, has its louder points. It's a bit of a journey, really. So yeah, hopefully you enjoy it.
All right. Well, let's go on the journey with Enneagum, Alex. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me tonight.
I'm looking forward
to, as I said, watching and listening to Arcing Wires on Friday, October 30 at 8:15. More information and links to the tickets from wangrattajazz.com. Alex, thank you so much for your time tonight.
Great. Thanks, David.
My guest on Bent Notes has been Sydney-based drummer Alex Hurlian. You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a podcast from Bent Notes. Join us live each Sunday night on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.